It's time for the local artist interview here on New Music Monday, only on 103.3 and WZND.com.
So this week I got to sit down with Tyler from Parkway and Columbia, which I actually got very lucky with because he is a band from Michigan, and they were just coming through the normal Bloomington area while on tour. So let's take a look at the highlights from that interview. First of all, thank you very much for coming in today. And if you just want to tell us what your band name is, what you do in the band, and how you guys got your start.
Cool. I'm Tyler. I play in a band called Parkway and Columbia. I'm the songwriter, lead vocalist, and guitarist of the band. The band started in 2013 with me and my ex-girlfriend when we were in high school. We started as like a blues rock duo. We wanted to be the White Stripes. And we very quickly realized we could not do anything like that. We didn't write any songs like that. So it was like a little bedroom indie rock band to start with. And we recorded like a full-length record in the summer of 2013 just to like do something. Mm-hmm. And we put that out, and then we got a show from that, and so we had to find a band, and so we kind of started the band. And now in 2019 it's gone through a lot of changes, like genre wise and member wise. Mm-hmm. I'm the only original member because there's no way everybody can stay in the band,
but it's evolved since then.
We've had a pretty solid lineup for 2019.
So the song that we are featuring is Perpetual Sweater. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us how that song came to fruition and why specifically this song is the one to feature?
Yeah, the song is very important to me, and it kind of encompasses the whole record that it's off of. I was very involved with the church for a very long time, and then I stopped believing in God while I was very involved, and all my friends and my family was very Christian. And since I wasn't, I got very depressed and I was feeling very isolated. And I wrote the song kind of to get those emotions out because I couldn't talk to anybody about it. And yeah, that's the song. And yeah, it just means a lot to me.
Okay, that's poetic. All right, let's give it a listen. This is Perpetual Sweater by Parkway and Columbia here on your 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Locked in a closet with my hands tied, amongst all the clutter, I'm not who I am. Every Sunday is a cold disguised in a sweater, hiding in plain sight. And so if I expose who I really am, I hope you will stick around. I know I'll be surrounded by cold shoulders. Oh, I need someone to understand my burden. I'm the only one that knows I'm a perpetual liar. Come.
This is your chance to shamelessly plug your social media and media outlets.
Okay. Well, Parkway and Columbia is on a lot of social media. We're Parkway and Columbia on Instagram. We're Parkway Columbia on Twitter. Parkway and Columbia on Facebook. That's about it for the band. I don't know.
Music's on Spotify.
Yeah, music's
iTunes.
Everywhere. Okay. Yeah. Just look up Parkway and Columbia. Our last record that came out in April is called Wanderer. Check it out. It's a record.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I mean, that should do it.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. What'd you guys think?
I loved it. I loved the song. I think it was modern, but still has that little alternative taste to it, and I thought it was very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I actually got to see them live that night after the interview with
Ooh,
Nick Gundy,
cool.
who we're going to be having next week. It was really cool. It was really, really cool. It was at Waiting Room Records,
Ooh.
So it was like really, really small and really intimate.
Ooh,
but it was
intimate.
It was loud, but it was good.
Cool.
Wow,
is that
awesome.
In Uptown or?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's
yeah.
the record store.
Yeah, the record
Uptown.
Store. Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time.
Yeah, so it's just, is it just, you mentioned something, it's just him that...
So, yeah, he makes a lot of the music, and he tracks a lot of the music himself. Pretty much what, the main thing he doesn't do is the drums, I believe.
Okay.
And then when I saw them live, they also had, like, the whole xylophone, and, like, they...
That's cool.
They, like, they run a bow, like a violin bow along
oh,
the xylophone
sweet.
And everything.
Going against the thing.
Yeah, and so, I mean,
Ooh,
they had the whole awesome. Setup, but I think he mainly... orchestrates the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
awesome.
That's talent right there.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I know I say this countless amounts of times, but I think my favorite part of the show is getting to hear all of these different local artists
mm-hmm.
and just like all their unique styles that they bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I don't think we've had a single artist on here that I've been like, not really feeling them.
Right, yeah. Yeah. yeah.
So, they're all so unique and, you know, they have their own...
Expressing their creativity, yeah.
Exactly, so that's kind of fun.